Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Frustration Furnace. You know, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? Ups, downs, loops, you name it. And when we hit those inevitable bumps in the road, anger, frustration, even burnout, they can creep in like unwelcome house guests. But what if I told you that within those feelings lies the potential for growth? What if we could actually turn anger into a powerful force for positive change? That's exactly what we're all about here, turning those frustrating moments into fuel for self-improvement and resilience. Today, we're diving deep into building resilience through self-care practices. Because let's face it, taking care of ourselves isn't just a luxury, it's a necessity, especially in today's fast-paced world. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm, deadlines are looming, and the stress levels are through the roof? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that prioritizing self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about building an inner fortress of resilience, a strong foundation that helps us weather any storm life throws our way. So, what does this resilience superhighway look like? Buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Recognize your triggers. First things first, we need to know what sets us off. Think about those situations, people, or even thoughts that tend to spark your anger or frustration. Journaling can be a powerful tool here. Jot down those triggers and try to identify patterns. Once you know what throws you off balance, you can start to develop strategies for navigating those situations more effectively. 2. Mindful movement. I'm talking about activities that get you moving and grooving, but with a mindful twist. It could be yoga, tai chi, even a brisk walk in nature. The key is to focus on your breath, your body, and the present moment. This helps calm the nervous system, release tension, and cultivate a sense of inner peace. 3. Fuel your fire. You wouldn't run a car on empty, would you? Same goes for your mind and body. Nourishing yourself with healthy foods, staying hydrated, and getting enough sleep are essential building blocks for resilience. Think of it as fueling your inner furnace, giving it the power it needs to burn bright and strong. 4. Connection is key. Humans are social creatures by nature. We thrive on connection and support. Spending time with loved ones, engaging in meaningful conversations, or even joining a community group can provide a sense of belonging and boost our resilience. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. 5. Embrace the power of no. This one is tough, I know. But learning to set boundaries and say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities is crucial for self-care and building resilience. It's about honoring your own needs and creating space for what truly matters. Okay, let's take this a step further with a real-world example. Picture this. You're juggling work deadlines, family commitments, and trying to squeeze in some me time. Suddenly, a coworker piles on an extra project right before a big presentation. Your initial reaction? Maybe you feel stressed, overwhelmed, even a little angry. But what if, instead of getting swept up in the frustration, you took a moment to breathe? Remember that self-care toolkit we just discussed? You could prioritize your well-being by politely explaining your current workload to your coworker, suggesting alternative solutions, and setting a realistic timeline for completing the additional task. By taking control of the situation, you not only manage your stress levels but also demonstrate your commitment to both work and well-being. So, what are the key takeaways here? We're all about building resilience through self-care practices, recognizing our triggers, finding mindful movement, nourishing our bodies, connecting with others, and mastering the art of saying no. These aren't just nice-to-haves. They're essential ingredients for navigating life's challenges with grace, strength, and a whole lot of inner peace. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to self-care practices? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to the Frustration Furnace for daily doses of motivation and inspiration. Remember, turning anger into action starts with you. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep that furnace burning bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.